This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're talking about oppression, talking about dhulm. Not just because of what we're seeing, and what we're witnessing, and what we're afraid of, and what we're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve our brothers and sisters from, but also because it is a core value within Islam. Anti-oppression is a core value. And it's important to recognize it as such, because when you talk about justice and righteousness, they are values. But anti-oppression is also a core value, and it's important to see it that way, because it's not, you can just say justice or righteousness and say that encompasses both, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't because we don't, you know, we seek justice, but there's oppression occurring. But you know, that's not our problem. No, it is, because a core value in Islam is anti-oppression, is refusing any form of oppression occurring upon anyone in the world, especially ourselves, and especially Muslims. And that's very central to who we are. It's a central part to his legacy, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's what the Quran taught, it's what he taught and verbalized and led us and was an example for us. And that's why I'm going to share these ahadith, and you can see that the number of ahadith that talk about this is, yani, in comparison to other topics or points, is ridiculous. Like, the number of ahadith that exist that talk about dhulm is just, you're like, okay, all right. No, it's way beyond, it's more than ilm. I talked about ilm once and I told you I can go on forever. No, but dhulm is more in terms of how much it talks about it. It just keeps on talking about it, because that's what he taught. This is the point that we have to remember. So I shared this hadith with you because I think it's a good starting point where he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, iyyakum wa dhulm, fa inna dhulma dhulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. And then he continues. So I'll share with you the continuation. I won't explain it, but he continues called, wa iyyakum wal fuhsh. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفُحْشَ وَلَا التَّفَحُّشَ. This is obviously a little bit of a different concept, but I think it's also, yani, worthy of pointing out, yani, as well. إِيَّاكُمْ بِالظُّلْمِ. Be very, very careful when it comes to oppression. Be careful to be on the side of the oppressor, or to be an oppressor yourself. Because ظُلْم, an act of oppression, turns into layers upon layers of darkness on the Day of Judgment. It turns into layers of darkness. Now, in Arabic, the word has the same root, which is just fabulous and just, you know, beautiful, because it shows you how beautiful the language is. You know, dhulm and dhulumat, which is darkness, and oppression and darkness have the same three-letter root. You can produce both words using the same three letters. You don't have to bring another. No, the same three will produce oppression and will produce darkness. So take from that what you will, but that's how the language works. Dhulm, oppression, will turn into layers of darkness on the Day of Judgment that will prevent the person who oppressed the ability to see where they are and where they want to go. And that's why the munafiqeen will call and they will tell the believers on the sirat, yani, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُنظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابُ. The hypocrites on the Day of Judgment will call upon the believers, give us, wait, you have light, so we can see, because we can't see anything. So they're told, go back, meaning go back to your lives. Go back in time and find your light and bring your light with you, because you didn't have anything to bring with you. And then they can't go back, obviously. And then there's a barrier that is set up between them and the believers, so the believers can move forward with their light, and they will stay there in darkness until they fumble and fall into Jahannam. And that's something for us all to reflect upon and be scared of, if nothing else. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إياكم والظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير.